Rabbi Lowe, you are more than welcome to see the prisoner, but I must tell you that we have an airtight case.
That's rather surprising, Inspector. You once confided to me that you never believed any of these blood libels.
True, but in this case...
Inspector, I've known Aaron Ginz since he was a young man. He is incapable of committing such a hideous crime.
If you can prove that, Rabbi, I'll be the first to congratulate you. Ah, this is Ginz's cell. Ginz, you have a visitor.
Shalom Aleichem, Reb Aaron.
Aleichem Shalom, Rabbi.
Rabbi, I'll have to lock you in.
I understand.
Rabbi, I didn't do it.
You have to tell me you didn't do it. Don't I already know you didn't do it? What happened, Aaron? Who was this boy?
Ketzele.
Ketzele?
It's the only name we knew him by. He worked for me in the factory, and then later, after the accident, in my house.
What accident? Aaron, why don't you start from the beginning?
All right. Let me see. The first time I heard about him was one morning at my tannery. Two of my workers, Karl and Heinrich Koslowski, came up to the office to ask a favor.
Mr. Ginz, we have this younger brother.
We wonder if you could give him a job.
He lives with
us. He's lived in an orphanage all his life.
An orphan? Well, bring him around. I'll try and fit him in somewhere. The boy was only 15 years old and of a pleasant disposition, so I gave him a job.
Mr. Ginz, I've finished cleaning out the trash bins. Now what should I do?
You think you can move this pile of hides next to the tanning pit?
Sure I can.
Rezele, come out here quick.
What is it, Papa?
The Koslovsky boy. He runs and jumps around the factory like a cat.
A little Ketzele.
Yes, a little Ketzele. Then one day it happened. I asked him to deliver a work order.
Yes, sir, Mr. Ginz. Right away.
Be careful, Ketzele. Hey, stay away from the pit.
Oh!
Rezele, call the doctor.
What happened, Papa?
Ketzele fell into the pit. Everybody, help!
What happened?
It's your brother.
He slipped and fell into the pit and cracked his head on the side.
Go! We've got to jump in and save him!
So what are you waiting for?
Easy with him. Easy.
Let me through, please. Let me through.
Over here, Dr. Smolin. He fell into the pit. His head's bleeding.
This hand that I'm worried about. His two fingers are smashed beyond repair. Mr. Ginz, have you a table in your office?
Yes.
I'm going to amputate these fingers immediately.
Amputate? You can't. He's just a kid.
If I don't, he may die.
Oh. Easy, my friend.
My hand.
You're going to be just fine.
What have you done to my hands? Carl! Heinrich!
Don't worry, Ketzele. I'll take care of you.
That's right, Ginz. He's your responsibility now.
My what?
He had the accident in your factory. He's a cripple now because of you.
He's a cripple because of his own foolishness. Don't you tell me what my responsibilities are. I couldn't keep the boy on in the factory. He would have been a hazard to himself and to everyone else. So I took him home and gave him odd jobs around the house. I paid him room and board and half his original wages. Ketzele, tomorrow is our holiday of Purim. I'm expecting a large order of wine and liquor. See that it is delivered to the dining room.
I never saw you drink, Mr. Ginz.
Purim is the only day of the year I do drink. It's a mitzvah.
A mitzvah?
A commandment.
Why?
We'll talk about it another time.
Yes, Mr. Ginz.
The next day was Purim. Our friends and guests came from miles around. Like it says in the scroll of Esther, the Jews had light and joy and gladness and glory.
Papa, the children have prepared their own version of the Purim play.
Oh, they have they? Well, then, let's see it.
Once there was a king of Ashpharos who ruled over 127 lands.
I need a new wife. Guards, bring me all the beautiful girls in my kingdom. Oh, there's the prettiest one. What's your name?
My name is Esther.
You will be my queen, Esther. What kind of people are you from?
My Uncle Mordecai told me not to tell you. Meanwhile, the wicked Haman... wicked Haman, the advisor to the king, decided that he hated all the Jewish people.
I want you to kill all the Jewish people.
But why?
Because they're different.
Okay, kill them.
Meanwhile, the wise Jew Mordechai heard about Haman's plan.
Mordechai, what can we do?
We have to turn to the God of Israel. He will save us.
And the Jewish people turned to their God, and he saved them. And the wicked Haman and all his helpers got killed.
Every year from now on, we will celebrate this miracle with candy and cookies and gifts to the poor. We will call it Purim.
Yay!
Very good. I left out a few details, but it was very good. We feasted and drank late into the night and fell finally into a deep, sweet slumber.